Is the Sabbath relevant for Christians today? Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 563. And today, a Sabbath series suggestion. I'm thinking about doing a series on Sabbath and its relevance for Christians. And today, I'd like to ask you the question. I want to hear from you. What do you think? Is this something you would be interested in? Before I commit to doing an entire series and scripting them and recording them, I would need to know, is this something that connects with you? Is the idea of Sabbath something you find helpful? Do you find it intriguing? Maybe even confusing. I suspect that's the case for many of us. For the last 20 years or so, I've been practicing some elements of the Sabbath in my own life. It's certainly been a journey, one filled with some trial and error, but also some deep, rich, spiritual rewards. And I'm still learning. The more I explore, the more I find the Sabbath to be a gift, not a burden, a rhythm of rest, renewal, and reconnection with God. I'm continuing to learn and read. Right now I'm in the middle of a book called The Sabbath by Abraham Joshua Heschel, a Jewish rabbi theology person from writing a book on this in the 1950s, as well as a book written by a Jewish person who became a Christian about Sabbath. So I'm finding it fascinating. I'm finding it helpful, but there's so much more to learn. Of course, the invitation to rest is biblical, isn't it? The idea of Sabbath is woven throughout the Bible. In Exodus 20, we are commanded, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. At least the Israelites were commanded this, weren't they? To keep it holy. 6 days, you shall labor, do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. And that isn't just about rest. It's about devotion. A day set apart for being with God, free from distractions. And in the New Testament, it's really interesting how Jesus engages with the Sabbath. For example, in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, he says, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." There's quite a lot to unpack there in its context, but perhaps that's more of an invitation than a restriction. Sabbath isn't really about rigid rules. It's about God's care for our souls. Sometimes he cares for our souls more than we do ourselves. And so Sabbath might be an opportunity to step back, to breathe, and be refreshed by him. So why does this matter today? Well, don't know about your world, but my world is pretty non-stop. In the world we inhabit, productivity is often worshipped, and rest can feel like a luxury. And I wonder, could the Sabbath be the forgotten key to spiritual depth? Could it help us slow down enough to truly listen to God, to enjoy his presence, to rediscover joy in worship? So as I say, I'm continuing to explore this, but I want to know what you think. Have you tried incorporating Sabbath rest or some elements of Sabbath into your life? What challenges have you experienced, or what blessings have you experienced? Is this an area you would like to know more about? Let's explore together. Your thoughts actually really do matter in this. So if this is something that resonates with you, or if you have simply questions about it, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a message, send me an email. You can contact me via the podcast service or by my website, malcolmcox.org. Leave a comment wherever you listen to the podcast. And if enough people are interested, I will put together a series where we can go deeper into the practical and devotional aspects of Sabbath, not as a legalistic obligation, but as a life-giving rhythm of grace. So let me know. Is this a topic worth exploring together? I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Until next time, may you find moments of rest and renewal in God's presence. If you haven't done so yet, by the way, and you want to grab a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, sign up for my weekly newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Till the next time, take care and God bless.